Real quick, stupid fact of the day. This is where we just find random things on the internet, find interesting, pass it along to you. You know, there are a lot of companies now that are just trying to make that human connection, especially in retail, you know, with customers, that human connection. You know, so many things are AI, so many things are automated that, you know, you just want to make them feel something, that human connection, right?
Right.
So this chain of grocery stores called Safeway once had a mandatory policy that all the employees had to smile and make eye contact with their customers, right?
I think that's great.
Yeah, fantastic.
That's a wonderful customer. I think every place that deals with customers should have that policy.
Yeah, and I know there are a lot of businesses that do have something similar to that, but they ended up canceling it. And here's the stupid fact, because too many male customers thought the female employees were hitting on them.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Seriously?
Hi. Oh.
She must really like me.
She must.
She said hi to me.
She said hi to me.
Did you see the way she said hi to me? She totally wants me.
Hang on a second. She, like, made eye contact, too.
What were they? Coming back a lot when they really need anything?
Or they would walk
just
up to
him. Just to double check, say, I feel like she was into me.
Be like, hi, I couldn't help but notice that you said hi to me. Yeah. So... what now?
No, dude, it's good customer service. I'm being friendly. Oh, I'm saying hi, gosh. How's your day going to everybody?
That's like the guy who thinks that the bartender is hitting on him.
Exactly.
No, dude, the bartender's not hitting on you.
No, at best, she's trying to get like
a bigger tip. Yeah, exactly.
That's her goal. You should just assume that.
I mean,
now,
come on.
Now, she gives you her phone number on your receipt, then you're on to something. Other than that, nope.
Oh, wow.
It's about the tip.
You know, I did hear that when you're hitting on someone, it's back to giving phone numbers. There was a period of time when you would exchange social media handles.
Oh, yeah.
And then
send me a DM.
Yeah, social media handles.
It's less personal and I can cut you off if I feel like I don't want to go down this
road. Right,
right.
But now, it's now gone back to exchanging phone numbers for texts and stuff like that. Because apparently, you don't necessarily want this person immediately to dive into all of your... like
social media?
Yeah.
Oh.
Social media, Instagram, all that stuff, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So it's almost too forward to say, hey, what's your social media? And we'll.
That's too much. Whoa. I'm just going to give you my phone number. You can't learn that much about me with just that.
Kelly, I'm out of the dating world. So like, I just hear things and I say them.
Thank goodness for that, because there's just so much to consider nowadays.
I know.
I just can't.
I know.
I can't handle it. I would just be single for the rest of my life because I can't deal.
So, yeah, that's your stupid fact of the day. This grocery store chain had to cancel their policy that employees need to smile and make eye contact with the customers.
Like, stop being overly friendly. Yeah. Too many people misinterpreting.
Too many dudes were like, hey, I think she likes me.
You know what? I'm going to lobby to bring that back. Let's bring back smiles and eye contact and hey, how's your day going?
Mm-hmm.
That everywhere, fast food, grocery stores, drug stores, the DMV, everywhere. Let's bring back nice smiles and eye contact.
Well, let's then just put out a blanket. If you do hear that, that doesn't mean they're hitting on you.
Exactly. Don't assume.
All right.
They want a date.
There you go. That's your stupid fact of the day.